Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. This, what you're about to hear, is a voice note from the past. And I continue to share these voice notes from the past because this is the time that I'm going through my awakening. And I want to share that process with you. For you to see what it looks like for someone else, for you to see that awakenings often come through life challenges, and all of that is okay. And in this voice note in particular, there are feelings of sadness from the life challenge that's going on. And I am processing out, holding both the challenge and the feelings of sadness, as well as what it means to be in alignment, to be in my authenticity, and do these two come together? Are they able to be held amongst one another? And the answer for me is yes. And what I don't know then, but what I do now know, is that life is made of dualities. And the more that we can learn to hold space for us to hold in our minds and in our body, the fact that there is duality in this world, even though it feels and seems paradoxical at times, that we, when we learn to do this, will be able to hold even more space, not only for ourselves, but for our families, our communities, our clients, for the world. And this is the deeper sense of alignment and authenticity. There won't be any lessons afterward because we've kind of gone over it here now, and there is much in the voice note. So I hope that you enjoy this episode.
I was in this beautiful meditation, and then I came out and I was doing some visualization, and then I was working on what I'm manifesting today, and I try to do that daily. And so I'm manifesting clarity today. I'm just in this beautiful space, and my husband and I are continuing to discuss separation and subsequent divorce, which came on quickly. Again, this was a complete and utter shock for me, and I've been working through that as best as possible, but right now we're in this between time before he's supposed to leave, and before everything changes for me. And when I say everything, I mean like my spouse is leaving. So my best friend, or my previous best friend, I guess, is leaving me, is departing. I don't really like to use the word leaving me. And the house is up in the air for like, where am I going to be in the next month and a half? And then what does the separation going to look like? And what are the conversations we're going to have? And at the same time, I'm running this beautiful business that talks about abundance and alignment and authenticity and fulfillment and purpose and serving. And how can I show up and serve better? How can I be all of these things to be a living example, right? To keep this vibration of abundance and to continue to invite people into it. And be as authentic as I possibly can, be in alignment for this whole process, right? I don't want to be that couple who doesn't honor the relationship and tears each other apart. This was never in my consciousness. So I never wanted to be divorced. I never wanted to be separated. I always viewed myself as someone who fought for a relationship, right? Was in it for the long haul. Knew that things like this take effort and work. You can't make somebody love you and make somebody want to work on it and make somebody want to grow themselves. And we are different from when we first met. And so anyway, all that to really say, I feel this connection and this love and this wonder as I do all this stuff with my business. And I watched my husband just now walk out of the house, and there's a little part of me that felt sad, of course, right? Going through this there are feelings that are being brought up even when I'm in my authenticity and in my alignment. And I didn't necessarily focus my feelings on the sadness that I was feeling for that moment when the thought of him leaving for good crossed my mind. I kind of refocused, recalibrated to this authenticity and this alignment. And I reminded myself that I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. In fact, I'm going to be more than okay. More than any time in my life, I believe that I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, that I do feel purposeful and aligned and authentic and abundant in other ways. And I do believe that the universe is moving things around to create new learnings and discernments and co-creations and desires to be had. And also, there's still that sadness of things that are concluding, or at least moving toward their conclusion. And I think we can have all of those things. I think we can be in alignment and we can still feel the feelings of sadness, right? But also know that everything is turning out for our good in the end. And that, yes, I do believe that this will teach me a lot of things about myself, about the process, about how much do I really desire to be in authenticity and alignment through this process. So I guess I'm just processing this and allowing myself and reminding myself that I don't have to get fully out of alignment when I feel sad. That I can choose to look at this as a growing experience. And that it's okay this next stage of life that he won't be with me. And although it sucks, and it does feel sad not to have my spouse with me anymore, his own path, he has his own journey, he has his own growth and expansion that will come in the ways that he is meant to live them out. And although I wish that the two of us could have done that together, it just isn't his path. But I would never want to take away his path because I'm so grateful for my path. So when I look at it that way, it makes me feel better. And he continues to put me back into my alignment and my authenticity, even when there's still sadness.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.